Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I help coaches to build brilliant businesses. I know that when you prepare to enter the arena, there is fear, self-doubt, comparison, anxiety, uncertainty. You can tend to armor up and protect yourself from vulnerability. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Dare greatly, you belong in this arena. Hello, welcome to episode 59 of Women in the Coaching Arena. I am so glad you are here. I'm super excited to record this episode today on what my most successful clients have in common. I'm reading a book at the moment about how your feelings dictate your life. So if you allow yourself to continuously tell yourself that you are stuck on something or overwhelmed or there's no clients out there or any of those things, that is going to be your reality because you are not going to see opportunities that exist right in front of your eyes. It's like if you are buying a car and you choose that car you want, suddenly everywhere along the road you see, oh God, that's the car we're going to get. And you would never have noticed it before because you weren't looking for it. So I think what you focus on grows. So even if there are no clients right now in your roster, keep reflecting on your previous clients. How could you get better? Ensure that you are always focusing on what your wins are, what you're grateful for. That doesn't always need to be new clients. For me this week, pairing up with one of my most successful clients as an accountability partner, and we've had our first call and I made huge progress in just 30 minutes of us chatting back and forth, and we both made big progress on things that had been keeping us stuck for ages. It is a mindset thing, and that is what is going to carry you through in business, not just the practicalities. And I think that mindset piece and the community piece is massively underrated. So let's talk about the five mindsets that I see mirrored in my most successful clients. First up, they celebrate their wins and look for the positives even when it doesn't feel like there are any positives. I send all of my business of coaching clients a gratitude journal when they sign up with me, because this really is the key to a successful business. If you cannot focus on what has gone well, then you are going to continuously focus on the negative, which is going to attract more of that negative into your life. So it's a really, really important thing. And at the beginning of all of our calls, I always say what's gone well this week, because it's not a question that you ever would ask yourself. Therefore, your brain is never seeking an answer to that question. And when you're not asked that question, you can quickly sink into lack and it's not going to work and procrastination and all of the things. So it's a really, really important practice to celebrate your wins. James Clear backs this up in his book, Atomic Habits, and says that in order to stay motivated, your brain needs to measure incremental progress. So if you are not seeing your own progress, and remember, your brain will not allow you to see your own progress unless you consciously look for it. So that is one of the most important parts, because if you cannot stay motivated, you will not succeed. Next up is commitment. I am completely wowed by my most successful clients' commitment. They show up unbelievably consistently with so much care and thought for their ideal client. And that's the nub of it. They show up for their ideal client. It's not about them and that they're busy and they don't feel like it. They show up because they know there are people out there who need their help. So they show up regardless of their own ego and their own schedule and whether they feel like they can fit it in that day. And I think that is such an admirable quality and something that I am so lucky to see in my clients, because it makes me raise my own game every single day. Ask yourself, are you being your own best client? What would your best client be saying and doing? And how can you be that person? Our third point is getting out of your comfort zone. And that means usually being visible. It's all too easy to stay behind the scenes, just finishing off your website, when what you are probably doing unconsciously or consciously is avoiding the really, really scary part of building a business, which is actually telling people what you do. And consistently, the volume is significantly underestimated. I heard this great podcast talking about the fact when he had a gym, his mentor told him to put out some flyers. So he put out 300 flyers and he got no calls back at all from these 300 flyers. So he was gearing up to like have a go at his mentor that he's completely wasted his time and this doesn't work, this is rubbish. And his mentor said to him, how many flyers did you put out? And he said 300. And his mentor said, I put out 3,000 a day and that's just for testing. So he said, oh my gosh, like I felt like such a fool that I was complaining at this guy when actually all I needed to do was do more and do better. And I think that's a huge wake-up call to what it feels like when you start your business and you think, I've put out my first ever post and it's been so exhausting doing that one thing that you cannot believe that you're meant to do the exact same thing again tomorrow. And so I think just remember that story about 300 leaflets to advertise the gym versus 3,000 leaflets a day to advertise the gym. The fourth mindset I see in my most successful clients is taking full responsibility for your own actions. One of the first books I read when I started my coaching business was Carol Dweck's Mindset book. And it was a real game changer in helping me let go of victim mentality and seeing everything as outside of my control, and instead how I can take radical responsibility for my own progress and know that I have choices, I make decisions, I can learn. So if you ever hear yourself say, no one's ever going to buy my services, then you are in a fixed mindset. And seeing that situation as completely outside of your control. If anyone in this industry, in your niche, is successful, then go out there and think, what are they doing that you aren't doing? So, for example, are they posting consistently? Are they collaborating with people? And yes, you might find that triggering, but it's also really essential to ask yourself those challenging questions as to how can you act as if you are that successful coach, the top 1% of your niche and the go-to expert in your space, and what would they be doing? What would they be saying? Know that you have a choice, and if you don't take responsibility and build your dream, then you will go and get a job and build someone else's dream. Yes, that is tough love, but that is the genuine truth. And as I say, it wows me every single day and helps me to strive to be better. My fifth point today is be willing to experiment and fail. This is a big one because it takes huge courage to do something like host a workshop, and there's always going to be like, what if no one signs up? And that is what will stop most people from hosting a workshop. So if you have ever done big, brave things like this, know that you are willing to experiment and fail, and that is the key to entrepreneurship and success. It's all about you and finding your strengths and your mindset and the things that you love doing to make this work. So there is no one size fits all. And I really bring that into everything I do in my program. Some people are successful on TikTok. Some people are successful networking. Some on Instagram. Some on LinkedIn. Some doing public speaking. There are so many different ways of doing it. And the right way will be the right way that works for you. How can you hold this business lighter? Think about it like an experiment. Think about it like a game. How can you make it more fun? I love like celebrating all of the no's you receive on a discovery call. How can you aim to get 10 no's in the next 2 weeks? So rather than thinking, oh my God, I don't want to book a discovery call because what if they don't say yes, aim for the no's, and then that will help you be braver. So there are loads of ways of making this into a fun game that helps you to hold the whole thing lighter. So let me summarize today's episode. My first mindset was celebrate your wins like your life depends on it. Next up was pushing out of your comfort zone. Then we talked about commitment to your ideal client, taking personal responsibility for your own actions, and finally being willing to experiment and fail. So I would love to hear which of those you have already in place and which of those you are wanting to work on and improve on. I know that it goes in peaks and troughs, and I used to get out of my comfort zone massively in my first few years of business, and I've settled into quite a rhythm at the moment. So tomorrow I am going to my first, maybe my second ever in-person networking group. I have built my entire business online. So going somewhere in person tomorrow morning where I don't know anyone feels a little bit scary. So I am taking some of these lessons that I've talked about today and pushing out of my own comfort zone by doing them. So I would love to hear what it's prompted for you. Do drop me a line and let me know on LinkedIn as Joanna Lott, Joanna with an A, Lott with two T's, or on Instagram as Joanna Lott Coaching. I would love to hear from you. And like I say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seeds. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I have a mass of free resources on my website, joannalottcoaching.com. That's Joanna with an A and Lott with two T's, joannalottcoaching.com. And I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Remember to trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Get into the arena, dare greatly, and try.